With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is deciding whether or not lab-cultured tissue should be labeled as meat. The NCBA's Danielle Beck explains a hearing was recently held in Washington, D.C. on the issue of fake meat.
FDA and USDA will be accepting comments jointly until November 26th. NCBA will be submitting formal written comments and will be providing those comments to all of our state executives, our affiliates, and our members to use as a template. We'll also be posting on our website later this week a shorter draft letter for our members to use if they want to just submit a quick comment sometime this week or next. It is critically important that the federal government hear from U.S. beef producers about the importance of USDA regulation, primary jurisdiction over lab-grown fake meat products.
And Beck says, simply put, this is not just about fake meat. It's also a fairness issue.
USDA is the only way to ensure a level playing field for all of our products to compete. And so that's what NCBA is advocating for. We're going to continue fighting, from a regulatory perspective, but also on Capitol Hill.
You're encouraged to share your thoughts with the USDA. The USDA and the FDA are hosting the comment period to discuss the potential hazards, oversight considerations, and labeling of fake meat now until November 26th. That's today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington. For more information, head to the Ag Information Network of the West at aginfo.net.